Fan.
Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier coming up on this Mall of America Miller Lite Draft Party Show shortly. For those of you here at a jam-packed Mall of America field, very, very big crowd, very happy, festive crowd, and for that we thank all of you for showing up. You'll see Leslie behind us on this big screen like you did General Manager Rick Spielman earlier. Just quickly to Pete Bursich with the coach heading up. The Justin Blackmon goes fifth overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Talk about the difference between being fast and playing fast. For instance, Justin Blackmon cut loose with a 4.3 at his pro day. Mm. But being fast and playing fast are two different things, correct?
No, there's no question about it. You're never going to run in an NFL game.
You're not going to run a 4.3.
In a shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah. And you're not going to get that three-point stance and run that way. What it does tell you, though, is he has that explosion, that burst in Calvin, mm-hmm. hopefully what they're hoping to be like in Calvin Johnson-like fashion. But Calvin Johnson, when you look at the body of work he's put together, his hands are absolutely phenomenal. His concentration on the ball is absolutely phenomenal. You just have to, if you're a fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars, you just have to hope that he continues in that fashion, then he has all those intangibles. And again, at wide receiver, I still think it's tricky. This kid has all the tools. If he doesn't pan out, if he doesn't become an elite receiver, it's on him because he's got what he needs.
And when you were a coach with the Vikings, granted a linebackers coach, you should know better than anybody, given you were single-handedly responsible for taking the 4-3 guy, Troy Williamson. And as you figured out, after taking him seventh overall, Mr. Bursich, there's a difference between being fast and
right.
playing fast because
no
Troy never played fast. And wouldn't you rather have a 4-5 guy who gets it, runs the routes the right way, and plays fast more than just some combine freak who goes 4-3? We'll talk about that momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from Winter Park in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, joining us is head coach Leslie Frazier of the Minnesota Vikings. Leslie, Paul Allen, how you doing?
Doing fine, Paul. Great to hear your voice.
Yep, thank you. Nice.
Hello, Pete.
Congratulations. Paul Charchian and Pete Bursich are here with me. You got your personal protector for your second-year quarterback, Christian Ponder. Talk about him.
Well, we're extremely excited about Matt. He was a guy that when we took a look at the tape, we knew that he was going to be a guy who could really be a cornerstone for us at the left tackle position. As you both are aware, that was a need position for us. And to be able to get a guy of his caliber who's had so much success in college, and, we have high hopes for him. We think he's going to be a guy who's going to be a Pro Bowl caliber player for many, many years to come. And it gives us a chance to solidify our position that we needed to take care of, considering we have a young quarterback that we want to make sure we surround him with every piece of the puzzle.
Leslie, I've got a two-part question for you. Number one is pretty straightforward. Do you believe Matt Khalil is the expectation that he will start in the season opener at left tackle? And number two, tell us a little bit about the learning curve for left tackle. Is this a difficult or a reasonably easy spot for a rookie to come in and assimilate to?
Well, we do expect him to start on opening day. I mean, that's where we slated him at as our starting left tackle. So we're looking forward to watching his development over this spring and into the summer and on through training camp as well. From a learning standpoint, probably the biggest adjustment for Matt will be just getting accustomed to the speed of the defensive ends and just the speed of the NFL game. It's just a lot different than college football. But the system itself, we have a system-friendly system for an offensive tackle, for our offensive lineman in general. But the speed of the game is probably going to be the biggest adjustment for Matt.
Leslie, Pete Bursich here now. In going into this, your second season as head coach, you're a defensive coordinator, you're a defensive guy, but yet the last 2 years, your first-round pick, your first pick has been offense. Is what out there on defense? I know you want to, at some point, add some talent to that defense. Is there, when you get your chance to go back in that room, are you able to speak up and say those things and point guys out that you see down the road that are really going to help this squad defensively?
Oh, yeah, we talk all the time leading up to the draft, Pete, as you know. And one of the things that we try to do is pay attention to where we have guys graded. And if we have an offensive player graded ahead of a defensive player when we're picking, usually we're going to stay with that board. But there are times where you will pick need versus, where you have a guy rated. But in this case, it was hard to pass up a guy like Matt. And the same was true a year ago when it came to Christian.
Leslie, in terms of the way the offseason's going to work, you're a second-year head coach, second year for your for a full season. No lockout this season, obviously. How's it going to help you, having a mini camp next week, having a true offseason so you can settle into a cycle? And also, how will it help your quarterback, Christian Ponder?
Well, you know, Paul, it's been great up until this point. Just been a fantastic offseason, you know, starting going back to the Senior Bowl where myself and the rest of the staff, we had a chance to go down there and coach in the Senior Bowl. And now to actually go through a real offseason, you know, I just can't express to you how much energy that was in the building on Monday when we began our offseason conditioning program, when we had, you know, over 90% turnout for our offseason program. And for guys to be here and to be working as hard as they are, and for Christian to be able to visit with our coaches, go through the plays, watch tape of what he did a year ago, it's just puts us so far ahead of where we would have been otherwise.
Leslie, you talked about the adjustment that Matt Khalil's going to have to make with the speed of the game. Well, he gets to line up against one of the best speed rushers in the game, and Jared Allen. How much is that going to help his ability to adapt to the speed of the game?
Oh, it's going to make a big difference. You know, the first time he lines up against Jared in practice, and as you guys know, Jared is not going to take it easy on him. He's going to come hard at him and make him feel the fact that he's a Pro Bowl player. So it's going to be great for him to practice against Jared every day along with Brian Robinson and be able to get a feel for what he's going to see on Sundays. But it'll be a big part of his development.
Vikings head coach Leslie Frazier from Winter Park in Eden Prairie. Vikings select Matt Khalil with the fourth overall selection. We have four fourth-round picks. I want to get into that with Leslie coming up shortly. The coach is on short time. Pete, go ahead.
Now, Leslie, we had an opportunity to see Adrian Peterson live in person for us in the first time in a long time. He looks phenomenal. He tells us he's looking to get back opening day. You have him. You have Toby Gerhart. What are you expecting out of AP coming into this season?
Well, you're right, Pete. I mean, he looks terrific. He was in throughout this week, and just to be able to see him running around, he actually went through some of the running with our other players, and a couple of times he outran those guys and some of the running that Tom Canavy, our strength coach, had him doing. So he looks tremendous. He's really on pace to be ready, you know, maybe for that first game of the season, and that's the goal. But there's nothing that has happened at this point to make us think that he won't be ready. So we're optimistic, and we have Toby back, and we have some other young guys we're taking a look at as well. But that may be a position later in the draft we'll take a look at.
Leslie, one of the great many great things with this team is the working relationship you and Rick Spielman always have had and you have now. And that hasn't always been the case here between Vice President of Player Operations and Head Coach. With that said, with the currency you have, those four fourth-round picks, and you have 35 and 66, the sky's the limit, right? I mean, you can, if you identify something, you have enough currency to move where you want to get who you want pretty much no matter where it is, correct?
You're exactly right, Paul. We are really sitting in a great position at this point. We have some flexibility in that fourth round, and as you know, we have a number of positions that we need to take care of, we have to address in this draft. And having these additional picks in the fourth round along with extra picks in the fifth and now extra picks in the seventh, we really feel like we have a chance to round our roster into shape. And we have tremendous flexibility. And you know, don't be surprised if there are more moves to come.
Minnesota Mall of America Field fans here, Vikings fans in Minneapolis, they want to know, do you like Michael Floyd, the wide receiver from Notre Dame? Is he a possibility?
We like Michael a lot. I mean, he was a great player at Notre Dame, and you know, I don't know if we'll get a chance to you know, acquire him, but we like him a lot. We had him here on a visit. We spent a lot of time with him this offseason, and he's a tremendous young player, and there's no question in my mind he'll probably be gone pretty soon.
Paul?
Leslie, you just mentioned that there are some positions that have got real needs still on this team that yet to be addressed in the draft. I'm not sure that you've got your starting safeties in the building at this point come opening day. That feels like a position that you're going to have to address at some point over the course of the next 2 days.
No, you're right. We need to address that position along with some others, but that's one of the ones that's on our radar to take a look at and try to identify the right guy that can help us fulfill a need there, as well as to get some depth. You know, we need to get both starter and depth at that safety position. And there are some good ones on the board, and we'll get a chance to address that, if not tonight, tomorrow.
Leslie, when we start to look at the rest of the draft beginning at pick 35, whether you trade up or not, is it true that this is a very rich draft for wide receivers and corners who also can return kicks? So therefore, in rounds 2, 3, and with all those picks you have in the fourth round, there are some bountiful opportunities to get guys who can help immediately at those positions.
Yeah, this is a relatively deep draft for the wide receiver position in particular. And there are some guys in the secondary we'll have a chance to take a look at in the later rounds as well. But for sure, a wide receiver. So we have some people targeted that we're interested in, and we'll just see how things unfold. But we feel like we're sitting in a great position, especially in that fourth round, to really meet some needs for our football team.
Leslie, congratulations, and congratulations on getting a fair opportunity with a full offseason, a walk-up to the draft the way it's supposed to be. Best of luck to you, and we'll see you down the road. Congratulations on the left tackle, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Leslie Frazier, ladies and gentlemen, head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, talking about Matt Khalil as Fletcher Cox.